Welcome back. Inside the Huddle, Jamie Blacker, Don Stock. And, you know, Jamie, this is a fun job. We get an opportunity to talk to a lot of coaches. Before we bring Brady on, I want to talk about Kel. And, you know, I want to play for Kel. Just listen to him and talk to him. The level that he's at and the care that he has for his athletes.
Well, it's a different time for the Gopher program. It's been a long time since they won two or three ball games. But, you know, they went through some difficulties, and he's getting them better. And he knows he's got some younger players coming. But, hey, we got Coach Brady Wiles on, and Carroll Cougars, they're rolling right now, Don.
Yes, sir. Brady, let's talk about your Cougars.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Did you get home okay from Boathouse? Everything good?
We did. We did. We were able to celebrate a win from last night and got home before the snow started, so it worked out well.
Man, your girls are playing really, really well. Of course, we can talk about Allie Harness. She's closing in on 2,000 points. Where's she at right now with that, Coach?
Yeah, so Allie's 18 points away from 2,000. Obviously a huge accomplishment. I mean, you know, you see a lot of very, very good players that are seniors that are celebrating their 1,000th point this season. So for her to basically double that.
Did we lose him?
Yep.
Well, Don, we talked about it last week before we get Coach back on here. Here, I can hear him calling now.
Yep.
I think it's the top 50 in the state. Kendall Bostic, Northwestern, she's at 2,032 points. So I guarantee.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
We got you back, Coach.
Hey, while we were waiting on you, Coach, we were filling in the top 50 in the state. Kendall Bostic was a really good player at Northwestern. She's number 50 at 2,032 points. So definitely Harness, with the time she's got left, she's going to creep up into that, you know, top 50 a good little ways.
Right, yeah, and if we make a decent postseason run, I mean, Allie could be sniffing at the top 25. So just like I was saying before I lost you, you know, there's a lot of really good players that are just now scoring their 1,000th point as seniors. And for her to double that, I mean, it just speaks volumes of the work ethic and her character and really how hard she really does work at the game. So, it's fun to watch. We don't take it for granted, for sure.
Well, you've made a good point on that, because Don, we went over this last week talking about her on these points. There's only two, I think, in the Clinton County area. You might even throw Carroll County in there in the top 50 ever. And one of them is Jennifer Jacoby, who was Miss Basketball in 1993, and the other one was Courtney Menon at Clinton Prairie. So it doesn't happen very often, that's for sure.
Right, for sure. And, you know, I've really enjoyed being able to coach against Jennifer this year and just having some conversations. And you know, we just talked about athletes and the type of athlete that Allie is and that Jennifer was back in the day. They're just a different breed. And when Jennifer was talking about that, she just mentioned, she's like, Allie is from that breed. You know, I see a lot of things that she does that Jennifer used to do. And, you know, just again, we don't take it for granted, and it comes down to the work ethic. And it's as simple as that. I've never seen an athlete work as hard as Allie does, to the point where we are literally making her take days off and making her get out of the gym because I have to go to work or something. So it's special. And again, it's fun. And, you know, that doesn't even speak to the impact she makes at the junior high, the elementary level, and then the leadership inside the building. So it's been good.
Man, we go all the way back to November basketball when you headed up to Northridge and then came back and played a very good Western team. And then you made some changes after that in your starting lineups that seemed to click the girls, and you've been off and running since that time.
Yeah, and we've talked about that quite a bit. The first five games, we started 5-0, but we still were not playing anywhere near where our expectations were. and where the players' expectations were. So to go up to Northridge, to come back to Western, play two of the top teams in the state of Indiana and get the brakes beat off of us, we were able to, kind of press the reset button. We simplified things defensively. We focused on a few things defensively. And then we all started speaking the same language, made sure we were all on the same page, and it's really paying off. And, I'm very happy where we were, or where we are now, and how we're playing now. And if we can just fine-tune a couple things, I think we have the potential to make a run here.
Coach, I want to talk about Miss Justice, because sometimes she's a starter, sometimes she's coming off the bench. And as a high school and even a college player, that's kind of a difficult to do, not knowing whether you're going to be a starter or whether you're coming off the bench. But she seems to handle it very, very well.
Yes, that's for sure. And, she started the season coming off the bench. Now she's a starter, and I can promise you she's not going anywhere. She guards the best player on the other team that's not a post player, which is something that we've changed from earlier in the year. So now Allie and Madison typically do not have to guard the other team's best player. So mixed with her defense, she's as smart as can be in the classroom and on the basketball floor. And then also, she's one of our better shooters in hitting shots. So I can promise you, Emily's not going anywhere in the starting lineup. And I'm very pleased with her development and how she's playing now.
Well, I want to talk about Julian Saltz, too, because that gal has made huge strides in her basketball abilities.
Yes, for sure. Jillian was a JV player last year. After Christmas break, she got some varsity time, and then come sectional time, she was was our fifth starter. So she did start the season a little slow. We had to get her confidence up, but I mean, she's a difference maker. She's 6 foot tall, maybe 6'1", athletic, and very deceivingly strong. So very pleased with where Jillian's at. She would be starting on 90% of 2A basketball teams, and I truly do view her as a starter, even though she's coming off the bench now. So very happy with Jillian, and she's very she's key to our success.
Well, let's talk about Mallory, too, Mallory O'Brien. Man, if she can figure out or get herself put together as far as using her body under the basket and clearing out some space, she could be a really dominant player for you.
Yeah, for sure. Mallory rounds out our top seven. We typically play a seven-person rotation with Mallory and Jamila rotating at the five spot. So, last night Mallory came off the bench. We typically don't lose anything when Mal's in there. She's one of the smarter players on the team. Honestly, might be, if you go ask Mallory, the point guard position, she could probably tell you the point guard position, even though she's never played it in her life. So, senior that knows what she's doing and can make an impact for sure.
We've got another checkpoint here coming up Tuesday against McCutchen to find out where your girls are. A bigger school, 4A school, what do you know about them?
It's going to be a big-time matchup. Obviously, both teams, I believe, are 15-2 going into the game, led by two of the two leading scorers in the Lafayette area. Obviously, Harness and Lily Graves, the freshman from McCutchen. So I have a feeling that all eyes will be on McCutchen High School on Tuesday. That's what we wanted. We really beefed up our schedule this year compared to the couple previous years. No matter what the result is, a game like Tuesday night is what's going to get us ready for sectional play at Delphi. So, again, obviously we want to come out ahead. I think it'll be a great game. But as long as we're getting better, that's why we scheduled the game, and we're excited for it, for sure.
You're right on, Coach, about being everybody watching that game. Don and Carl trend number one in media in Carroll County, and Sam King, he trends number one in Tippecanoe County, so I guarantee he'll be there covering the game.
Yeah, we're excited for it, and, you know, if it could be a statement for our team. You know, it's a non-conference game, but anytime you can play a 4A school on their home floor, again, that's 14-2. You know, Allie's knocking on the door of 2,000 points. It should be exciting and should be a fun atmosphere over in Lafayette.
Well, Coach, you're heading down into the fourth quarter of your schedule. The tournament's just around the corner. What are you and your staff checking off as you head down to get ready for the tournament?
Yeah, obviously health is the biggest thing. You know, that's got us in the last few years. So as long as we stay healthy, like I said, I feel really good about where we're at as a team. There's just some really small adjustments that that we want to fine tune come sectional time. So, you know, we were playing really well going into Christmas break. You know, got the holiday tournament championship against Western, undefeated Western. I was a little nervous coming off of a 6-day break because we gave them an extended break. So to come out last night and you know, beat a county rival 70-39, that was a big check mark. Again, you know, taking some time off that could have derailed us a little bit, but I'm really proud of our seniors and how we continued to push forward, and again, just carrying this momentum, you know, the next month and hopefully a couple weeks into February, just carrying that momentum.
Well, that sectional 38 you're talking about, you know, there's still some good teams in there, Seeger and Delphi that you beat last night, and you can never count out Lafayette Central Catholic just because of the schedule they play.
For sure, yeah. Central Catholic plays a 4A schedule. You know, I think they've only played two teams in 2A. So, you know, they come into today at 7-9, I'm pretty sure. But they're going to be a good team. I mean, Carly Barrett's one of the best players in the area. You know, Bourdonnais girls, she's a great defender and all that. So, you know, Central Catholic, in my opinion, is, you know, us and them, the favorite. Can't count out Delphi on their home floor. I mean, I'd hate to play them on Tuesday night at 6:00. And then, you know, of course, Seeger as well. So, and then there's some area teams that that we'll play here in the next couple weeks that is very familiar with us. And so you can't take any game light come February. It's 0-0. One off night can derail everything. So we've got to depend on our defense, and that specifically is what separates us from the previous years. We're playing defense this year.
Hey Don, we always talk about Coach Wright at Sheridan having pull at the ICAA. We might keep our eye on this Coach Brady Wiles, because that sectional used to be at Central Catholic, so I'm sure he's happy about where it's at this year.
Yeah.
That's for sure. We weren't thrilled that it was at LCC last year, but we're excited for Delphi. We shoot well in that gym.
Well, all I know is that LCC wasn't a good sign for Carl and I. We were into the last championship game, and some of the calls that went on weren't very good. But, Coach, we'll be up on Friday, Carl and I, to cover the Prairie Gopher game and save our seats in the boathouse.
Sounds good. We look forward to it, and thanks for having me. We appreciate your support.
Coach Brady Wiles of the Lady Cougars. Hey, we got a newbie coming up next, right, Jimmy?
Yep, Coach Joey Mitchell, Clinton Prairie Wrestling. Girls' season's going on right now. He's on the line, so we'll talk to him as soon as we come back.
Hey, we want to thank our sponsors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farms, Inc., and Healthy Communities of Clinton County.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Winners never quit. And that's the same approach Barrett Farms Express takes when it comes to helping their customers. Whether you need drainage and tile services, erosion products, or landscape mulch, Barrett Farms Express goes the distance. Trucking needs? Barrett Farms Express offers commercial grain and feed hauling too, and is looking for additional drivers for their expanding business. For more information, visit BarrettFarmsExpress.com. Barrett Farms Express, proud sponsor of Inside the Huddle.
Here's the WILO Skywatch weather forecast.
WILO weather for all of north central Indiana. It's a chilly morning as snow falls with chances continuing until 1 p.m. Temps will warm up to 36 before dropping back down to 31 overnight with rain and snow likely. Slight chances of rain and snow Sunday morning with a high of 36. Monday will be partly cloudy with a high near 38 before chances of rain and snow pick back up through Wednesday. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. News and weather updates 24/7 at Boone, Clinton, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Hey, welcome back inside the huddle. Fourth quarter coming up, and we've got Joey Mitchell on the line. Joey, thanks for joining us on Inside the Huddle.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So, got some wrestling going on today, huh?
Yeah. We're winding down on our girls' season. We're in the state tournament on our girls' season. We had semi-state yesterday. Our semi-state for our girls was at Muncie Central in the fieldhouse. Man, it's a nice fieldhouse over there, too. Wow.
I was just over there last summer for my part-time job. They've got some nice facilities, that's for sure.
It's old, but, man, it's nice.
Well, there for a few years ago, in that big gym, that roof got tore off by a storm, and then they let it sit idle, but they fixed it up, and it's really nice now.
Yeah, it is. And then today I'm at McConaughey with our boys. We're kind of right in the middle of our boys' season. I think we got conference tournament in 2 weeks, and then sectionals is a week after that. So kind of right in the middle of the season with the boys and just really ramping up to go to the state tournament next week with the girls.
Well, Coach, you've been on my radar. Tried to get you on here. I've been kind of following you guys on Twitter, especially girls wrestling. It's not new. I mean, it's been going on for several seasons now. But the Gophers, they've got some girls wrestlers that are doing really well. And let's talk about them, because I think you got several going on next week. The state, and then I think even Frankfort does well, if you want to comment on them too.
Yeah, girls wrestling as a whole just continues to grow every year. I think last year there was like 850 girls in the state tournament. This year there was almost 1,100. And I think next year it's been recognized an emerging sport by HSA. So this is our second season as an emerging sport. So next year we should be fully sanctioned with the IHSAA. We got four girls on our high school team. I got 11 girls that are out on the junior high. So definitely growing within the younger ranks. The four on the high school team, I got one freshman and three juniors. My three juniors, Katie Fearnow, she's ranked, I think, ninth at 115 pounds. Junior Shelby Looper is ranked eighth at 135 pounds, and junior Aries Day is ranked eighth at 140 pounds. All three of those girls qualified yesterday to go wrestle for a state championship next week.
That's in Indianapolis, huh, Coach?
No, they moved it to Kokomo. It's at whatever that big gym is over there at Kokomo. I forget what the name of it is.
Is that Memorial?
Might be Memorial Gym.
Yep.
Yeah, it's where the high school plays. It's not part of Kokomo High School, though. It's downtown.
Right.
Yeah, it's a nice facility, too. And they really dressed it up nice. I mean, they do a walk of champions. I mean, it's pretty much exactly like the boys. Just not quite as big as the boys' tournament yet. But, yeah, girls wrestling is definitely growing, and we got some tough girls. I think combined, my three that are going to state, their record is somewhere around 80 and 10 for the season.
I've seen on the Prairie Twitter post, or when you've been sharing things, you've had some girls and won some tournaments and done really well all season.
Yeah, we've had Shelby, Katie, and Aries have all won multiple tournaments this year. And then Shelby and Aries both won their regional last week at Crawfordsville and to get a chance to go to semi-state. Katie got runner-up there. So did Hope Wheeler. She got runner-up at a regional. Semi-state, you get kind of drawn in, and you know, Hope didn't get the best draw in the world, and unfortunately she didn't place at semi-state, but Katie was able to finish fourth, which was good enough to go to state. Shelby finished third, and then Aries, she won again. She won another tournament, and I don't know if we've ever had a semi-state champ in school history. I don't know if we've ever had a semi-state champ in school history. So she might be the first one. I'd have to go back and look.
Well, Coach, since it's a new program, I'm assuming that scheduling matches have been a little bit difficult, but now they're becoming easier because of the number of teams that are in there. How about the Hoosier Heartland? Do they have a girls wrestling in the Hoosier Heartland?
Yeah, we do. We tried to get a conference tournament together this year, but we kind of waited, as coaches, we waited a little bit too long to try to throw something together. I'm confident it's going to happen next year. I know Sheridan has 8 girls or so. I think next year I'll be up to around 7 or 8 girls. Who else? Tri-Central's got 4 or 5 girls. Taylor's got a decent girl squad. I think Clinton Central's got several in their younger ranks. I don't think they have any in the high school. Rossville's the same. Delphi's got a few girls as well. Carroll's got 1 or 2 girls. So everybody in the conference is trying to grow it. I just don't think we have enough girls in the conference to kind of do a conference tournament like we do with the boys yet. So I think maybe next year we can get that done.
Coach Mitchell, can you talk about the rules? Girls, since this is not a sanctioned ISA sport, can they flip over and compete in the boys' side as well?
Right now they can, and they do. Shelby and Katie have both competed on the boys' side this year. They're both undefeated on the boys' side. Wow. I think they've only wrestled 2 or 3 matches on the boys' side, but they're both undefeated.
Don, he struggles with that sometimes, but, man, it's just different. This is the times we live in. It's an up and coming sport, and I've watched a little bit of it. It's pretty cool.
I'll tell you, the girls are probably meaner and more physical than the boys. And I'm not even joking about that. I've seen more, just penalties and just goodness. They go after it. They're tougher than the boys. They really are. They're just mean.
I raised 2 daughters, and that doesn't surprise me in the least bit.
they are. It's fun to watch. They're pretty competitive. And then to watch our girls, especially, you know, they get these goals in mind. They're trying. They understand that their success is what's going to build the program. That when you're starting a program, it's going to be hard to build it if there is no success. And so, you know, they understand that by getting to state or winning tournaments or having great records and stuff that we boast on social media, that kind of, and then the other girls, the younger girls at school, they see them walking through the hallways and they're like, well, they can do it, I can do it. And next thing you know, we go from 3 girls on our junior high team last year to 11 this year.
That's pretty cool.
So, yeah, I mean, it's coming.
And you guys have participated. I think Lafayette Jeff's got a huge event for girls wrestling somewhere along the line. I don't know if it's during this season or it's the summer or where kids come from all over the country, if I want to remember.
Last year we did the Lafayette Jeff tournament. The biggest one that, honestly, I think our tournament that we hosted was probably the biggest tournament we went. There was...
That's right. I remember. There, what, a few weeks ago you guys had a big tournament?
Yeah, it was right before Thanksgiving. There was close to 220, 250 girls.
Wow.
From all over the state that came to Clinton Prairie to the field house there to... We had 5 mats going that day.
Wow, that's incredible.
And we've been to some big ones. And, you know, as a team, we go to some of these tournaments with 4 girls, and we're beating teams like Perry Meridian and, you know, Carmel. And, I mean, we're beating them just in team points just because we're that much better than a lot of the girls. There's not very many teams that have 3 girls of the caliber that I have. And then, you know, Hope Wheeler, she developed so nicely towards the end of the season. Man, she was really starting to stack some wins together, too, as a freshman. She's got a very bright future for us.
And, Coach Mitchell, you being a law enforcement officer, Have you tied that in with some of the girls yet on their future? Hey, you could be a law enforcement officer if you can compete here on the mat. Have you found some out there, or at least put them in that direction?
I try to encourage them to go to college, and right now girls wrestling is starting to really blow up in college. And because it's new, there's a lot of money for them to go to college and wrestle. So I'm really encouraging him to do that. I've had a couple talk to me about, hey, I want to be a police officer someday, and I've talked to him about it. I try to point him in the right direction. I mean, you'll love this, but a lot of times I tell people, well, you'd probably just be a fireman.
Yeah, there you go. So. I love it when them law enforcement guys promote us, Don.
Just a matter of time before that broke out.
They know.
Huh. Coach, I want to ask about your three gals, Day, Looper, and Fairnow. Where are they, like juniors, seniors, sophomores, where are they in the school system?
They're juniors, so I'll have them back next year. I've actually had Trine University and Manchester University have both reached out to me about all three of them. So they do have some D3 schools that are sniffing on them right now that are very interested in having them come be part of their program in a couple years. So we'll kind of see where that goes for them. All these colleges are trying to build their programs as well. So the only thing that really holds girls back is there's a different style of wrestling in college. They wrestle freestyle in college, and we wrestle what's called folk style in high school. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but that's what the NCAA did when they added girls wrestling. They said you're going to do freestyle, which is kind of, I guess that would be more like Olympic type wrestling. For people that don't really know a lot about wrestling, it'd be more like the Olympics. The rules are just different. I mean, it's still the end of the day, your whole purpose in life is to put somebody on their back and pin them. But the rules on how you do that are a little bit different. So it's a little bit different style. So that makes it a little bit difficult for some of the girls who have a lot of success in folk style. Then they switch over to freestyle in college, and, you know, it makes it a little bit difficult.
So, Coach, catch us up real quick before we let you go. Next Saturday, where are you guys going to be? Who's wrestling, and what's it for?
Next Friday, Friday we will be at Memorial, what's it called, Coliseum there in Kokomo. It's for the state finals. The girls are wrestling for a state championship. That is the last tournament of the year. That is where they either win a state title or don't. And I got Shelby, Katie, and Aries will all be there. And then Frankfurt had Ariana Sierra. I think she's a 105-pounder. She'll be there as well. Those are the four girls from our area that'll be there.
And then on the boys' season, where are you guys at on the boys, and how many matches left, and when's the sectional start for you guys?
We're about halfway through the boys' season. Right now, we're about middle of the pack on conference. I mean, we've got wins against Eastern and Sheridan. We've got losses to Tri-Central and Rossville and Delphi. We haven't wrestled Taylor yet. We're actually going to wrestle Clinton Central today, so we'll see how that goes. We have conference in 2 weeks, and sectionals start in 3 weeks. So, we're really starting to kind of hit the grind of the season and really start ramping things up to try to make a deep run in the state tournament. And I got a couple boys. I got a couple boys that I think can make a run. We're pretty young as a boys team. The future is pretty bright for us, though. We have a really good 8th grade class, really good 7th grade class that are moving up, and I got really pretty decent freshmen and sophomores that are up there. So the future, we're going to lose some seniors this year that's going to hurt, but we're going to replace them nicely with some 8th graders coming up that they're going to develop nicely.
Well, Coach, good luck on Friday. Hope your girls do very, very well and bring back at least two or three state champions.
Hey, I hope so. I hope so. We've never had one at Clinton Prairie, so that'd be cool to get one.
Yep. Well, looks like there's opportunity with the Day gals. So
there is.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Hey, before we go, Ken gave me this little thing about Olivia Nickerson from Twin Lakes. The headline says that she breaks the Indiana high school career three-point record playing for the Lady Indians, but the article says in Twin Lakes Holiday Tournament, Nickerson was 6-3 points away from making history. So I don't.
I think I saw that on Twitter, Don. I think she's made 363 or 364 3-pointers in her career, which is a state record.
Wow, okay, that's what it is. Well, congratulations to her.
That's a lot of shots.
That's a lot of shots. That sure is.
That's up at Don Stock level.
No, well, it might be shots, but they won't be made shots.
There we go. Hey, we had a really good show today. Started off with Coach Corey Dunn, Rossville Hornets, and Kale Morris, and then we talked to Brady Wiles. The Carroll Cougars are rolling, and then we just found out about girls wrestling and how important that is in Clinton County and how that's growing. Which Frankfort's had a state championship wrestler here in the last year or so. So, big time sport.
Yep, good to have it. I actually forgot about it even being around, but need to get myself out to watch that. Hey, we want to thank our sponsors for the day's show, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farms, Inc., Healthy Communities of Clinton County. Until next week, have a good week, everybody, and we'll see you on Inside the Huddle next Saturday, 9 o'clock.